first want to apologize to those I had informed that you started at 9 and the notices were saying after 9. So we had to follow the notices. I think Tabiso forgot that I directed that it started at 9. We tried our best in terms of the report. You must all recall that we celebrate in 20 years of democracy. And this report is written, you know, during the course of that. So we cannot just brush that off. We have to recognize the fact that we're coming from another era, and we are now in the second decade of the new democracy. It's a good story to call. So we must keep on reminding ourselves where we're coming from, and we'll use every means to do so, so that South Africans can remember. So I just want to thank Nwabisa really. I know that she was really under pressure, but she pulled everything, and really, with my guidance, of course, I managed to bring about this report. And we thought also, because we're reporting on the 2013-14 financial year, we will recall that it is going to be a different report. It must also incorporate what transpired in the previous financial year. That would include, therefore, issues related to visits to by the portfolio committee to various areas during the course of the financial year. So we looked at our recommendations for 2012-2013, and we thought we should also highlight them here. We also will request in the committee to see whether they want to re-emphasize on some of those recommendations, or they feel that they were taken care of, and therefore we should just leave them out. So some of those issues, I think, I thought I should highlight in my opening remarks so that you are aware when you go through the report. I want to give ourselves about 20 minutes to go through the report each, and after 20 minutes, my watch says is 25 to 10. Can we then at 5 to 10 resume our meeting so that we can then deliberate on the report? The talk starts now. This is 20 minutes, and members need more time to communicate. Are you done? Are you satisfied? Do you want how many more minutes? 10 minutes. It's okay, no? For all of you. No. Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's that's good.
I think
like I indicated when we started with the meeting, I will repeat for the purposes of those who joined the field. We have incorporated in the report the issues around, recommendations actually from the 2012-2013 financial year, and we thought that would assist members actually to understand what transpired during the time and what type of recommendations we made. Secondly, we included also the oversight risks because the fifth parliament came actually just at the end of the financial year or started at that time, and therefore what we are considering is what transpired in the 2013-2014 financial year, and therefore obviously we'll have to take into consideration the work that was done by the previous Tholo committee. And you'll see that we have tried to include as much information as possible in the report. But also of important note is the fact that this year we are celebrating the 20th democracy. And it will be also important that we highlight, we give you some economic highlights in as far as where we come from, especially from the beginning of the new democracy and what we've done or how we found the situation and where we are now. That is important because we have to keep on reminding ourselves as to where we're coming from and where we're heading to. What is important also is the challenges that we are facing so that our people should begin to appreciate, you know, the type of challenges we're dealing with as a country. So that is the information. And of course, what transpired during our interaction with the department and the AG. But what I want us to do now is to pay attention to the previous recommendations, pay attention to observations made during our interaction with the department, and then ultimately we'll then come up with recommendations for this team. So I'd like us to really focus on that. But how are we going to approach the whole report? We're going to approach it to deal with it page by page. That's a way of confirming that we agree with the spirit and the intent of this particular report. Okay, and start on page one. And please raise your hand if you have anything to add or subtract. Did you sign the register? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I suggest that we club together page 1 and page 2 because as you go into the achievements, they start just at the bottom of the table. So if you could link it up.
Okay, that's what you think. So in all areas where there's overlap, I'll do so. Okay. Can we then deal with page 1 and page 2? Let me approach it this way. Under introduction, do you have any problem?
Yeah.
think so. It's all really just impressions to take out of the report.
Okay. You're satisfied with what is there? I'm happy. Issues related to economic achievement, you are fine as appearing here. You're satisfied with how we dealt with the description of the core functions of the department. Okay. That's information also on the template. It's quite clear. So can we go then to page 6? Are you also okay with how we captured the strategic plan of the department, or do we still under capture, or you feel everything is fine?
I think if anyone has any more information, it can actually go into that.
Okay. All programs of the department, are you covered with the, how we put them here? Thank you. And then, the capturing of their performances, also that was done according to, especially on the financial and human resources aspects of that, fine. Can we then go straight then, if you're satisfied with the all information that general performance and the non-financial, including also the HR issue, and also the financial performance. I hope you took some notes there. Are you fine with how we captured the Auditor General's report? Okay. Yes.
Sorry, Chef. I'm not sure if it comes out very clearly. It's on page 23, the corrective measures of the document. When we discussed here, second but last on the corrective measures, SMS members 18 longer than 6 months will not be paid.
Yes, that's what the department said.
Yeah, that's what the department said. Alright, okay, alright.
Yes. Okay. We're 24 now. 24. Yes. But I'm taking that you were satisfied with the assessment. Yeah. I mean, with what the department said within the how we captured actually that information. I think then can we go to the. What the report covers with respect to the previous information and any other information that appears in 27. I'm fine with that. That's information regarding what we did in the previous financial year. And then we are deliberating now on page 20, on page 30. Deal with point one. And the second?
Thank you, Chair. I think the item is captured correctly, although I think emphasis needs to be made here of the fact that we said we understood the department's point of view that given the lifespan of the department and the fact that a structure is still being put together, it is difficult to then be able to fill all the posts, particularly those who were established under the previous stress plan. But we emphasize the fact that when everything has been said and done, the department can remain a baby forever. So the structure must finally be finalized so that you are able to do a proper staffing. But we understand why it cannot be done now, because the plans of the department are also changing presently. Thank you.
Still on point one, thanks to the plan, Mr. Assistant.
Sure, it's just actually in the wording of that, that first paragraph. Do you want me to go through the directions, or are you going to direct it?
You can.
Right. Okay. Right, and it just says, the committee noted with concern that the department had revised down its vacancy target from filling 166 funded posts to 146 the year under review, full stop. Although the vacancy rate in APP target was 5%, comma, the department, you can cross off that comma, that filled 139 posts, and therefore missed its revised target. So you can take out even and add in the word target. And then it says, the high committee, it's actually the committee, cross out the word high. The committee is also worried about the high turnover rate, particularly at senior management level, and called on the department, and then we repeat the word and called on the department, so you can cross out the first called on the department, to finalize this new structure so as to address the staffing issues.
There are several of similar mistakes that Mr. Atkinson has referred to, but given the fact that we're working against time to be able to complete our work today, we understand the pressure that the authors of the document were under. Mm-hmm. The chair played a role to ensure that we finish today. Our colleague there, our researcher, worked very, very hard. I don't think she really slept. She'll have to sleep the whole of next week. So I think there are several of these. We think that at the end of what we're doing now, we're going to have to agree that this correct, that the document will have to be redone. So some will be able to pick up now. But I think at the end of the day, that process must be undertaken just to make sure that we clean the document out before it is finalized.
Okay.
Sure. So I certainly think under the committee's issues that we're raising deliberation should get that right, even if the rest of it, even if
that's where I wanted to come to that.
Yeah.
The reason we are zooming into this one is because we want that to reflect correctly so that it reflects what we really agreed on. You said something earlier on that the committee indicated that while we understand that they are undergoing also, or let me say they are evolving, these are the issues that we want them to address in the speed. Is that what you wanted to say when we were talking earlier on? Because I don't want us to pass, whereas we still have issues on this one.
I think the addition that I'm trying to make here, Chairperson, is that while we understand that the department is still very young and that they are unable to put together a structure presently, we said it is going to be important for the department to undertake that particular task soon, because if you don't properly staff your department, then you cannot expect the result. However, we also agreed with the department that given the fact that there are these changes that the department is going through in terms of the filling of posts, also that being seen against the backdrop of what is happening generally in government now, we understand why the department has not been able to fill in this department, this post. So we just wanted that to.
That's not the plan is covered under the previous year's recommendation. Do you want us to bring it here so that also it is emphasized in the book? Because we did emphasize the fact that they are owing us a new organogram that they did not provide for us. So if that satisfies you, Okay,
thank you. Chair, I know that we do stick by regulations and we make sure that everything works perfectly, but I do have a little bit of sympathy with the Minister when he said that because of the nature of the department and the specialist nature of the type of people that have been employed, and the fact that they were getting people in from other departments, which he actually didn't have to pay for, but people were seconded to the Department of Economic Development. That's why there might be slight changes to figures. I mean, I know we can't continue like that, but I have some sympathy with where we have come from, and the sense it has worked in the department's favour, where they've actually had very skilled people they haven't had to pay for, but I think that probably will come to an end. So, yes, we need to put that in the report, but I think we also just need to bear in mind why this happened, and I don't think it's necessarily been because the department has been bad. I think it's because of the situation we find ourselves in and the type of people that the department has employed.
Okay.
So you're good.
Okay. Thank you very much. I hope my visa and service will be able to catch up. Okay, second bullet.
I think it does capture the concerns that were raised when we met with the department chiefs, because it emphasizes the issues around human resource, issues around supply management, that all the issues that were raised in the report of the Attorney General, the Auditor General, should not reappear in the next year. So we're emphasizing these things because they were not appearing for the first time. The AG had referred to them about two or three times previously. So I think they are reflected the way we said they should. Mm.
Yeah, I'd like the report to reflect an interaction I had with the Minister when the Auditor General referred to one of the issues why there was a problem, I think it was at CIFA, was the fact that they didn't have a properly capacitated and skilled person in the financial, in the role of CFO, I think it was, in the department, and that was given as one of the reasons why they brought him down in certain respects. I'd ask the Minister to make an undertaking to ensure that a correctly filled person will be appointed in that position. He did make that undertaking that he would do that as well. I think this should be listed in the report, because certainly if we come to next year and it hasn't been done, then that will be an issue. And the problem is, obviously, when doing these reports, they're complex issues. They need to make sure that people in that particular position of the CFO needs to be properly skilled and capacitated. It was a concern that was raised by the Auditor General, and the Minister has undertaken to resolve it for us over the next year. So I think it might be something that's worth noting. It's a CIFA. Yeah. But I think it came through. Sorry.
Should we include this here, or when we do this situation with the public interest?
All right, I guess we can probably do it.
Because
yeah.
we have the parameters.
Sure, okay.
We
right.
have to raise the
okay.
Just want to emphasize here,
Chairperson, here in bullet 2, that we felt strongly that the audit system within the department must be strengthened. Because they are using this system where they have a team internally, they also utilize an external team before the report is referred to the AG. However, even thereafter, the AG is able to pick up lots and lots of problems there. So we said they must strengthen the internal audit team to such an extent that it becomes unnecessary for them to go to an external, because once you've made pre-arrangements for an external audit team, it means you are not sure about what you have. That is why you must refer it to someone outside before it goes to the AG. So we just want to emphasize that it must be strengthened. That team must be dependable and reliable, and we must be able to say, yes, indeed, it can function.
Yes, it is described that with an officer. It must have been an oversight on her part to put it. I think that there are two issues here. One is around strengthening the internal audit unit instead of outsourcing it. Secondly, also to ensure that necessary policies to enable that would enable the department to function properly are put in place and attached to. And then the audit committee also needed to be strengthened, because if you remember, two people's term had elapsed, so that needed to be those vacancies needed to be filled. So that speeding up of the filling of those two audit committees members, which that you cannot do anything about, because it's by law that they must get external people. So the only area that is the internal audit. I think you did catch it in the other area, but in this one it didn't come out clear. No, because it is discussed. Okay. The third bullet.
Around the accord, I think we indicated that it is not enough for people to come in and sign this accord and then it ends there. That all signatories to the accord need to be alive, they need to act. All of us need to make sure that the accords are implemented to the way, so that we can ensure that the objective raised in those accords, they are achieved. So I think it should be indicated here that we are concerned about those signatories who sign, but thereafter you don't see their engagement in the program. Then it becomes an issue for the department alone. Meanwhile, this is supposed to be a partnership. So we also indicated that there should be an ongoing process where the signatories come together with the department and we discuss how the accord has to be implemented.
The area he's coming up with now is the issue around the commitment by signatories to the accord. It's not reflected. Okay. Can we go to the next point, if we are correct? I think if we agree, then we must then also, as indicated, agree that we also incorporate those of the last the financial year. Can we go back to that so that we can confirm that? The 100%.
Yeah,
no,
then under that,
it's okay. No, that's the provision, if there's any other thing that we want to do. But then there's one thing, let's go and look at the previous year's recommendations and find out if there's anything that we want to continue. Can you help me with the page again? can. Review organogram to take into account the need to support the PICC and the need to recruit able junior staff. We covered that already. Ensure that employment opportunities are created for people living with disabilities. I guess we will all agree. Continue to scale up efforts to support SMMEs and co-ops, in particular through the work. Through the work of the of CIFA.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Yeah.
Continue to scale up efforts to support SMMEs and co-ops, in particular through the work of CIFA, to establish one-stop shops in all provinces. What are we saying about this?
I think if you look at the performance of CIFA over the last year, it's a really dramatically increased disbursement. So they've more than doubled over the last 12 months. I'd say that they're probably doing that. I'd say that they probably are really racking up their involvement in the different communities by the fact that they are, that the level of disbursement that they're hanging out now has increased with very, very significantly. So that would be my.
So you don't see a need of establishing the one-stop offices, shops in all provinces?
Well, I would think that if they are, I'm not sure if they have or haven't, but they certainly seem to be very successful in what they're doing, and if they've actually more than doubled the money that they are dispersing to people in the businesses. So I'm not sure exactly how many one-stop shops have been established, but it seems to me they've been pretty successful at what they're doing.
Yeah, they look at their mapping of all the services, you know, the areas where they are. That would begin to tell you exactly whether they're doing that, because this was necessitated, actually this arose after we saw the mapping. And if you look at, if you are talking about the disbursement, the increase in disbursements, you must look at it vis-a-vis the application status. Because to me, that will tell you that these were the backlogs that they were dealing with, hence that increase. So here we're talking about the new entrance, so that we should really make sure that the web is fed everywhere, and you can only do that through one-stop shops where people, it's whether in the municipalities, offices, LEC offices, but the presence of CIFA, that's what we were saying. And I don't think they've done that. The reason why CIFA is becoming, people are coming to know more about CIFA is because of their outreach program. The CEO, the ministers, and the department, and everyone, they embarked on an outreach program. That was through also our recommendation that they do so, and it helped a lot, I must say. But because they are still new, establishing, the challenge was the process approval, which took long. But I'm happy they listened to us and the disbursement has to increase. And we are happy about that. But we feel that they can still do more with us in that regard.
Job creation will remain primary for us for a very long time to come. We must also take into consideration the fact that CIFA assists an individual there. You know, most of the people that CIFA assist are those who start very, very small businesses, and they don't really employ many people at a time. So it then becomes crucial that they give this assistance to as many people as possible. So those one-stop shops, they assist, for instance, with the issue of educating, informing the people about this process that can assist them, especially in the rural areas government structures are not very visible, generally speaking. Now, if we prioritize this, we, in a way, we also bring government closer to the people where they can hear about all the opportunities. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Tsikane also. Babu Kwankwa.
Yes, I was going to say it ties in with the recommendation. It's not dated though. Nature, we should date these oversight visits, you know, for readability, understanding. Like an example, if you look at page 27, you say on the 22nd of July to the 2nd of August, right? And then the round table discussion and the oversight visit to Gauteng. Not dated. So I was going to say 28, an example, if you look at page 28 at the bottom, it addresses the issue, it says for our communities, which ties in with the recommendation that says, or emphasizes the importance of the one-stop shops.
Thank you. I get the general consensus on this.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
Thank you, Chief. Good morning, members. In our deliberations, I've got a special request to make that if we can please slow down a bit so that I can capture the sentiment of the committee. And I'd especially like us to go back to the sentiment about SIFA because I haven't captured it properly there, and then take Honorable Tanya's contribution and Honorable Mamba's contribution after that, if it's okay with you, Chair.
What about SIFA? Is there the one on the one stop?
Yes, Chair. I think we were beginning to come up with a sentence or a comment. The committee is satisfied. I just wrote there. The committee is satisfied. I think the committee is satisfied with the disbursement rate, the improvements in the disbursement rate, and then I don't know what was it after that.
No, no, it was just a clarity. We were clarifying the issue that was raised by Mr. Atkinson that in the report under review, the department, CIFA, was it CIFA? Yeah, CIFA. CIFA indicated that they have actually improved tremendously in as far as disbursement is concerned. And I think that was also mentioned by the minister at some stage. We've seen that. But then we're trying to clarify that while acknowledging that, we still feel the one-stop shops are still important. Because, of course, also on recognizing the fact that the increase in the disbursement rate could also be attributable to the attendance to the backlogs that were in the department. I mean, in the CIFA itself. Is that okay? Thank you. The rest you had. Can we go to the next point? Do more to mainstream gender balance concerns across its program, building on any successes that have been achieved. That's the department. Do we still feel that we could take this one? That is then?
I think the issue around gender are ongoing. It remains a challenge in our country, and our government is determined to make sure that women are empowered. So it must go either way.
Okay. Mr. Edmondson?
Chair, as much as it needs to be gender balance, I think Honourable Maria pointed out the fact that they're a little bit behind, and then some disabled people as well, that they basically needed to double the amount of disabled people they had, I think, in almost every respect, in almost every, in the department and in the different agencies as well. So certainly that was a thing that came through for me, because there has been we have certainly never met targets on disabled people. So I think on gender we seem to be fine at the moment, but we really seem to need to do a little bit of work on the disabled.
Yes, I think that point is valid. I think we should take it. But this relates also to programs of the department. There should be that gender mainstreaming in on their projects and programs. Did you include also the people living with disabilities, Lavisa? And, okay. The next one, yes.
I just want to check on something. I don't know, maybe this would have fitted in our earlier discussions, but if it does not fit now, we will see it next time. I'm continuing where Mr. Atkinson left about issues of disability, people living with disabilities. I don't know if we have a system of knowing how many people are disabled in a particular area. What are their conditions? So that when we say we need to include disabled people, we know exactly whom we're talking about. Is it possible to have such an arrangement? Because, you know, you don't go outside with the finger pickings and try to break someone's leg so that this person is disabled. You need a person that is this person is disabled, this out, they were born and so on, they were involved in a car accident and so on. But how do we know that these are the people that we want to empower? If we can develop that system, I think it can assist us, rather than just saying we must include them. Well, many of them, they may not, can you not tell Mr. Atkinson, he's got his hand up. He's not intimidating me, but... okay. That is the concern that I have, because I've never had an opportunity of knowing how we record them. Yeah.
Point made. Ma'am, and then Mr. Atkinson.
Yeah, the issue that he is raising now, that indeed we will deal with it in the next year, but as of now, the issue of disability as it gets up, because we have a serious backlog in the department, let us capture it as it is, that they need to include the disabled to increase the number, the backlog. And then as of this issue that is being raised by Honorable Glenn, we need to really zoom in into it so we can best cater it in future. But as for now, let us into this matter.
Chair, as a society, we've been very good on quotas in the last 10, 15 years. I'm sure that there's a definition out there for disabled people. Because, I mean, if we have to report to government, and all private enterprises, governments, everybody has to report on disabled and black and white and gender and colored and Indians and everything. So I'm sure that in law, it's stipulated as what defines a disabled person. Because if it isn't, then there would be huge abuse of that. So I'm satisfied that if we are able to produce numbers like that, that is actually codified in the law, basically.
No, I think it's correct.
Oh, no, I was going to say, Chair, indeed it's true that people with disabilities and how we cater for them in this process should actually be captured in that recommendation. But maybe the second process, maybe the other part where we say how does the department focus on ensuring that it's available and accessible to people with disabilities is a discussion indeed that we can have with the department and to make sure that there's strategy in place and make a contribution then along the lines of Honorable Admiral Nkuti, what do we do about those things, what are the best ways of doing it and so on.
Okay. I think I would agree that yes, we have certain treaties to various international treaties and agreements around this matter, the issue of disability. Of course, we have a department specifically within the presidency that was dealing with that. We have now that function being assigned to the Social Development Department. And of course, I think there are clear reporting mechanisms and clear, targets in terms of that. But what I wanted to come to is the fact that the department, we made a recommendation to the regard to what and Kwankwant was talking to now, Nobisa, when we visited. I don't know whether it's captured in the areas we visited. Is it 27? Yes. And it was supposed to come under SMMA in KwaZulu-Natal. was it not in the past financial year? Those workshops to people living with disabilities.
No, it was in the previous financial year,
2013. Oh, yeah. Okay. I think the reason why we visited it was for that purpose, just to ask the department and how they can assist people living with disabilities. The workshops actually were managed or administered by the Labor Department, but we recommended, if I'm not mistaken, that the department should find some ways of collaborating with the Department of Labor so that more people are actually, especially living with disabilities, are encouraged to use or utilize those workshops. I don't know if we would want to repeat that because it's not reported in the department's work. So it means that they might not have responded to that. So if we want to emphasize on that one also, maybe with your permission, if we do so. So that we can begin to track the work of the department in relation to people living with disabilities. Is that fine? Okay. If there's the agreement, let's include it. Where are we now? Strengthen the monitoring and evaluation of our course, we dealt with that. Encourage state entities to work with SIPA and ensure alignment, integrated work, and coordination with SIPA. Can we leave that to, department, other entities, whether they are SOEs or so. The intention here, I think it was just in terms of procurement issues to provide the market as well for goods and services of the small medium enterprises. If you agree, because that can only be headed by the department, not CIFA itself. So if you agree, can we still include it and clarify it even better and novice? Consider establishing an SMME development institute. This was coming from 2010, I think. Since then, we've been on an annual basis putting it so that we remind the department. Can we also do this? Came as a result of SMMEs. Some SMMEs really not making it because of lack of skills in one area or the other. So we felt that there should be the kind of an institute that would develop SMMEs in general, whether it's in financial skills, whether interpersonal skills, whether it's in marketing of their products, how they price. Some of them, you know, it's just a wish of being in the sector, but not really having what it takes to be an entrepreneur. So perhaps if we have that, then they begin to understand what it takes to be an SMME. So this is why we came up with this. I don't know if you still agree that we continue with it. The last one, strengthen the internal risk audit unit. This we have covered. So apart from this, are there other issues that you feel we did not cover in the report? And this is the moment or the time to do so. I'm not saying you should cook. It should transpire from what we discussed. It should come from where we discussed in the meeting. Okay. In the absence of any, can I get proposal in terms of recommendation? Navisa?
Thank you, Chair. On this section, we have not said anything about the PICC and infrastructure and manufacturing. So I was hoping that the members would come up with issues of concern or recommendations regarding PICC.
Okay. obviously we will await the first report, quarterly report on the KICC work. Because remember, through the Infrastructure Development Act, they are required to report to Parliament. If I remember, we said on a quarterly basis. Do you still feel we should say something now? Do you have anything, Paris, that you would want to recommend, Novice? That we might have forgotten that you want to, you want us to deal with?
Chair, thank you. Because during the period under review, the committee is the one that processed the Infrastructure Development Act. I thought that there would be something that the committee would say in that regard.
I think the analysis is clearly indicating the work that the department is doing as far as infrastructure is doing is concerned, and the fact that it's now establishing a unit within the department that will be dealing with that. I think let's leave them to really organize themselves, and afterwards we can then demand us. We will get a briefing to that regard, and I think let's just leave them. Because the information is sufficient in the report. Yeah. Any other issue? May I make a recommendation on a proposal on the recommendation? Because normally, you know, when we deal with the observations or discussions, because I take those discussions as observations from the members, we then say on the basis of that we develop recommendations. And they're very clear and evident or in between the other recommendations. It's just a matter of flagging them, you know, correctly, making sure that they are titled properly, that they are recommendations. Nobisa and service. Can we agree? And then that immediately after that can then be circulated, and I hope all what I'll be talking to Mr. Atkinson and Mr. Kwankwa now is the conclusions and the appreciation. I'm aware that last time the special DA was not happy with my conclusions, mainly because I included the National Democratic Revolution there. I don't know why don't they agree that we are involved in a national democratic revolution. The fact that we are transforming this economy, the fact that we are talking about inequities, the fact that we are talking about a country that is growing at a very slow pace, and that's not job-led, that a growth which is not job-led. I mean, those are issues that are talking to transformation, a revolution. I don't know why they didn't agree to that, but to me, social economic transformation or any kind of transformation, it is a revolution on its own. We can discuss that, but I just want to understand what made you uncomfortable.
Chair, one of the reasons why this country is suffering such a low rate of growth at the moment has been the conflicting message that's been put out there to the people, all the players in the economy in general. We all know that the government policy is the National Development Plan, and I think most of South African society have bought into the National Development Plan, into the NDP. Unfortunately, when you say the word National Democratic Revolution, it includes a whole lot of other things that are not part of the National Development Plan. And let me finish it. The discussion in society out there is that the National Development Plan and the National Democratic Revolution are completely at odds with each other. So to put those two things in a report, it causes confusion and it causes people to be concerned. And that's why I think we need to give a very clear message. The government policy is the national, is the NDP, is the National Development Plan. If we start putting other stuff in there, we start getting confusion, because the reason why we do that, the reason why we put all those other things in, is to try and keep all constituencies happy. Okay? The reality is that the National Development Plan is what it is, and there are certain aspects that some constituencies aren't happy with. But the reality is we've got to be clear on what we're doing. And we stick to a plan, there will always be some people who are not happy on all sides of the spectrum. But the problem is by putting all these different things, you then give a diffused message out to the market, and people get confused, and people don't invest for that reason, because they think the government doesn't know what its policy is. And the thing about the National Democratic Revolution, it's got a whole lot of implications on labour market flexibility and a whole variety of other things. I mean, the National Democratic Revolution, in a sense, is what the trade union is all about. So, I mean, do we just make the trade unions happy, or do we want to keep business happy, or do we want to keep our investors happy? The issue is we've got a clear government policy. Let's stick to that. Let's not confuse the issue, because that is what's causing our low growth rate.
Okay, I'm happy that you came out there again. Can we discuss that in that again?
Chairperson, thank you. I respect Mr. Atkinson's explanation. However, the truth of the matter is that the problems we are experiencing in South Africa with economic growth are not unique to South Africa. You see, South Africa is not an island, Chairperson. These days we speak of globalization. What happens around us in the world impacts in the final analysis on our country as well. Now, through colonization, the economies of Africa, of South America, of Asia, and so on, were linked to Europe through the concept of colonization. Now, even after those countries, got their independence, the economies and the politics of the world remained intertwined. So when Europe sneezes, South Africa must catch the flu. There was the depression that was there in Europe. It has not gone away. The effects are still there. They affect all of us. Now, if you come back to the term National Democratic Revolution, the one country that is governed by communist government in the world now, that freely uses the term National Democratic Revolution left and right, is China. Why do I say you, Chairperson? Is that the government? We say the government in China is the government of the Communist Party of that country. But in that country, where they use terms such as National Democratic Revolution, as if it's out of relationship, you know, the economy there is the fastest growing in the entire world. Now, how do you explain that one? The products of China are brought here by myself, by Ms. Atkinson and Ms. Cullen and so on, and everybody else. China is doing very well, and it is led by a communist party. So I think we've reached a stage, Jefferson, where we must begin to understand that this is a new environment that we are in. We'll never be able to go there to the days of the sacrifice or the decommunist and all that. This is a new ballgame. Capitalism is rising in China under communist government. So if you are in South Africa, where we know that the economy is a market system, We are not a socialist or any of that. It's a free market system. People get the opportunities to engage in the economy and so on. We don't have a problem here. We should not be bothered about terminology and so on, especially because you spoke of the communists and so on. So I move away from you. I don't touch you because you are wearing a red ski, but then Mr. Kwanko and so on. It's not about the state. It's about the fact that we are trying to find each other. The old system separated us, destroyed our economy, empowered a few of all of us. Now we are coming together, we are building a new nation, we are trying to put the economy together in such a way that it can empower everyone. For that process to happen, we had to break a lot of eggs for us to have that omelette there, Chairperson. So we are on that. It is a revolution. It's not an evolution. It's a revolution. It is going to be more radical than it is as we proceed, but we'll be working together as a unit. We need not be scared by the trend and so on. It is the content that is important. Growing our economy so that everybody can be able to get a good life out of it. That is all. Thank you.
No, let's talk about this initial. The intention is not really to discuss That was not my intention, to be honest. But the intention was just to understand what we mean by national democratic revolution. I mean, there cannot be democracy. You can't talk of, you agree that South Africans need to be liberated. You agree. And what's the basis for liberation? It's democracy. You can't talk of liberation and not talk of democracy. Exactly. And then remains the word revolution. What does it mean? What is revolution? I think that's where we don't agree. Because to some of us, revolution has nothing to do with uprising. To some of us, if you're comfortable with the word transformation, to me, transformation is an ongoing process, and therefore, it's equal to that, revolution. If you use revolution in the context of antagonism, then that's something else. But if you use revolution with an understanding of having to transform, to speed up the transformation of our socio-economic conditions, then I think you agree with us. But if you're going to be influenced by, you know, some kind of philosophies and ideologies, then something is different. Because in whatever we've been talking about, you know, starting from where we're coming from, we've been talking about those things. So my worry is, we might be derailed by ways or terms that sometimes we don't even understand, but we are threatened by just the mere fact that some grouping somewhere is talking revolution, while others are putting it in a smart way, you know, talking emancipation or transformation or whatsoever. So I didn't understand the basis for that, but it's fine that you have clarified your fears around that, because I still will put them as fears, because to me that didn't have an undertone, but just it was just a clear statement that indicated, you know, the intentions of this committee and the intentions that the perception that we had in the work of the department. That they were speeding up, through the intervention processes, they were ensuring that there is intensified transformation in the work that government is doing in all other areas of the economy. So in so doing, they were sort of bringing about that quick change and speedy delivery. All their interventions directed to that. So if your understanding was like that, I think it is wrong, Mr. Atkinson, and I don't think you should continue being threatened by the ANC. The ANC documents are very clear on National Democratic Revolution. It doesn't in any way encourage people to embark in actions that are antagonistic in nature. It is talking of equal society. It's encouraging open market, economy. It's encouraging inclusiveness, transparency, and all issues that have to do with democracy. And also emphasizing the Bill of Rights. I think that's what ANC is doing. So you can, on one hand, emphasize and encourage Bill of Rights, which have to deal with human rights and so forth, and equality issues at the same time while they want to deal with it. But that we can perhaps discuss as time goes on, because it's important that we are at one when we come to issues of transformation, because we should from time to time, you know, make sure that we shy away from having to all the time take even simple things and make them very, you know, very, very unnecessarily, you know, extended unnecessarily, let me say it like that. Can you can make a proposal, yes?
Maybe it will help if when you use your national democratic resolution next time, just for the sake of us who are sitting in opposition branches, you contextualize the bit in your conclusion. So that Mr. Atkinson and Kwakwa here don't wait till next time we're waiting.
No, but it was clarified. It was just with respect to the work that the ministry is doing.
No, it has nothing more than that.
Okay.
So we don't need to.
All right. We'll talk transformation, and if the transformation and emancipation are the way that you are comfortable with, we will talk that. But the fact is that we will encourage whoever is doing good to ensure that there is equality, there are jobs created, and there's growth in the economy. So anybody who's coming, and if the minister is doing well, we will do so. So that our appreciation is with regards to that. And unfortunately, the other matter is that the policy of this, of the party that is leading government at the moment through its manifesto is what led us to discuss some of these issues, and we are overseeing the implementation of such. I think we have to agree also to do that. Yes.
I think all of us, we wouldn't be sitting on this committee if we didn't want to see economic growth in this country being successful. And all I'm saying is that one of the major issues that's been highlighted, you know, wherever you read in the press, the commentators, just the general view of the country, has been one of those reasons that actually caused a problem with our economic growth has been apparent confusion from the government. And all I'm saying is we've got very clear economic policy in this government, the National Development Plan. That's why I'm saying I'm happy to use words like transformation or emancipation. Let's not muddy the waters. Let's keep things simple. Let's not make people think that we actually don't quite know where we sit. And the implication of the National Democratic Revolution doesn't matter what me, what I, or Mr. Kiani, or you say. That is the perception out there. And until you can change the perception of the economy that the National Democratic Revolution means something very different from the National Development Plan, we will continue to have this problem. And I think it's one of those things that's so easy to do. It's a quick win for us to be able to get this economic growth. Just to be very clear what our policy is and just stick to the government policy. That's it, basically.
The government policy is very clear. If you look at the diagnostic report, it's talking about those issues. I don't know why then people, it is our responsibility, including the DA, not to get threatened by weddings, but to also help in educating our people on the understanding of the sum of this term. It is the responsibility of everybody, so that we do away, we deal once and for all with the public perception, because if we were to follow public perception, we wouldn't work. We wouldn't pursue certain issues. We can't go anywhere. Our role here as public servants is to clarify and educate our public on some of the things, the real meaning of those ways, and whether it's concept, whether it's whatever. But we all know that government has one plan, and that plan is the NDP. There are other measures and tools that are used to arrive at that, and we have to continue to mention them. We cannot just all everywhere say NDP even where it doesn't. If there's anything that we have to mention on the site, we have to mention it as a way of getting to our objective.
As the youngest person in this room, am I allowed to be mischievous? The challenge is that if we now were to explain the National Democratic Revolution to the public, they might actually end up voting for you instead of us. Because they don't think that you've got better voices.
That's why I emphasize fear, the word fear. Don't be intimidated by word. Yours is just to say, and perhaps that's why you are not coming through that well to people. Maybe if you want to be like AIC, you can do so. You'll be surprised on how much you're going to be getting in the next election. Okay. Can we then agree that we I'm going to deal with the conclusions and appreciations as usual. The recommendations are going to come up before the conclusions, and then there will be a footnote, Nobis and Aker. So we'll include the recommendation just after those deliberations, and then concluding remarks, and then appreciation, and then then a general recommendation to the what we're saying. Finally, just say we recommend that they adopt the report. That's how, and that's the structure that that we've been given on the report. I think we have satisfied it, and ours is just to vote now. Here's the report. What are we saying? Can we officially adopt it? Not vote, sorry. Adopt it? Come again? Why? Okay. He'll reserve his right. Not him. The DA, because that's the organization's. Yeah, at personal level, he is, as usual. Can we get Benjamin?
Honorable Chair, we'd like to take this opportunity to move for the adoption of the report as tabled, also with the corrections and the recommendations that we made. Thank you.
Thank you. Any second?
I second that.
Thank you very much. Just want to really use this opportunity to thank you very much, members, for availing yourself. I know it has been quite a tedious time. We will be continuing on Tuesday with ITEC and the Competition Tribunal. And then we'll be also, after that, we have to adopt and finalize and adopt the public entity report for also submission. So I'll appreciate if you can be part of those meetings and also the next report. Thank you very much, Ray, for appearing with us. You have what? Yes. Yeah, we're going to be finalizing both. You know, tribunal and ITEC are not that big. Yes, and their work is not demand. So we will be able to finalize both of them. Yes, before the plenary. Yes. Okay, thank you very much, members. Okay.
Thank you.
So,
I'm coming up.